Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא טוב לי מותי.
Hello, we are on a lesson, the topic of I'd rather die than live, or I'm better off dead. You can find a set of material
in
the Arvut system, when you click the set of material button in the top menu, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. I'd rather die than live.
Yes, in many cases, in many periods of time, and our work here and there, we feel such sensations that better my death than life. What am I living for? I can't do anything. I am in despair of my own forces. I don't see the goal, or that it appears to me as so distant that it's unattainable, and so on and so forth. It's also all these things come together to a time that we're learning about today, which is around the destruction of the first and second temple that occurred in Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av. And thus we've joined the study to this date. So let's learn and see what we need to do when there comes to us all sorts of thoughts and states. Why we need to go through them, to feel them, why they need to clothe in us and appear in us, and that we have no choice. Rather, on the way to truth, we need to go through each and every state and understand just how purposeful it is. Please.
I'd rather be dead than alive, selected excerpts from the sources. Number one, and now, Lord, please take my soul from me, for death is better.
It's Jonah the prophet said this. We also read the book of Jonah. And this is what he says. That he suffers so much. He doesn't explain what he suffers from. Yes, spiritual, physical, emotional. But he came truly to what's called that he couldn't take it anymore. Yes, that he didn't want to live anymore in this because he doesn't see this state to be not good for now and not good for the future. Not for himself, not for others, and not for anything. And so then, take my life. That's what he's asking from the Creator. So first of all, we have to understand that such states, they too will pass on each and every one on his path to his end of correction.
Two.
Except number two, Rabash writes, when a person realizes that unless he obtains the desire to bestow, he will be separated from Kedusha, from holiness, and he has no hope of ever achieving spirituality, called adhesion with the Creator, but he will be constantly immersed in self-love and have no chance of entering Kedusha, holiness. And he will remain in the klipot, in the shells, and this pains him. And he says, in that case, I am better off dead than alive. This is called a real need. Then when a person prays that the Creator will grant him the vessels of bestowal, this is called a real need. And it's only this that we can attribute to the lower ones, meaning the lack, that he is lacking vessels of bestowal. This is called a kli, a vessel, meaning a need. And the filling for this, meaning the desire to bestow, belongs to the Creator.
שוב קטע מספר 2.
Again, number two. When a person realizes that unless he obtains a desire to bestow, he will be separated from holiness, and he has no hope of ever achieving spirituality called adhesion with the Creator, but he will be constantly immersed in self-love and have no chance of entering holiness, and he will remain in the klipot, and this pains him. And he says, in that case, I am better off dead than alive. And this is called a real need. Then, when a person prays that the Creator will grant him the vessels of bestowal, this is called a real need. And it is only this that we can attribute to the lower ones, meaning the lack, that he is lacking vessels of bestowal. This is called a vessel, meaning a need. The filling for this, meaning the desire to bestow, belongs to the Creator.
Itafor.
Rabba, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rabba, ma se noi non abbiamo ancora raggiunto questo stato, dobbiamo preoccuparci? Cioè c'è qualcosa che dobbiamo fare, che dobbiamo aggiungere?
Do we need to care about adding something in order to reach this deficiency if we still don't feel it inside?
We need to worry, to care, to attain a true lack for spirituality, to see that it's not in our hands to attain it, even the lack, even the more so the spirituality itself. And by this, to tie ourselves more and more to the Creator, that from Him we can receive both the lack for spirituality and spirituality itself.
Legare noi stessi al Bore significa legare noi stessi al gruppo e alla decina, ovviamente, cioè impegnarci di più.
Should we? Is praying to the Creator mean to tie ourselves to the group, to the ten? Is this the work, what you're saying?
Tie ourselves to the group, to the ten, in order that from the group and from the ten to turn to the Creator and to demand, to request. Yes.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1. He speaks here about how he cannot reach the quality of bestow, and that's why I'm better off dead than alive. In what way death can be a solution to such a state, since it doesn't guarantee anything? Only in life I can reach bestowal.
Well, we'll first reach such a state and then we'll see. We'll scrutinize this first. What is the state that from with which we say, better my death than my life? I'd rather die than live.
It's just that you typically say in your, all your programs that death provides no solution for any problem and doesn't guarantee in the future a person's progress. That's why I'm asking.
I don't know if he's talking about this death that you're referring to. We're talking here about a prophet. A prophet is a person who's at a degree that he speaks with the Creator. He's called a prophet.
Haifa 3. He writes here that it pains him. He says, I'm better off dead than alive. Where does it hurt him? In the will to receive?
I can't say. You're asking about somebody else that I don't know? I'm not in his place at the degree of Jonah the prophet? This you need, each one, as much as he depicts the state to himself. and that you'll find the answer accordingly.
Trying to depict that state, the person comes to an awareness that if you won't attain the will to bestow, and so we wish to draw the light to be in that state.
Yes.
Try to understand. Let's say today I feel pain. So if I feel such pain, it's not a pain from the will to receive. Because I'm hurting because I can't bestow, I think. Where does this pain come from? Maybe this pain is because I'm not receiving from my will to receive. How do I know that it's the correct pain?
I'm requesting don't take too much time from others because you're not the only one here. There's thousands more. And so think and feel and later scrutinize well. First of all, on your own. I usually don't truly answer the questions. If a person is ready, he'll hear the answer. And if he's not ready, it won't help me to talk a lot. Moscow 1.
There's a feeling.
Hello.
Hello?
There's an internet problem.
Turkey 4.
Okay, so we'll go on to Turkey 4.
Good morning, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. Oh.
It seems that the state itself isn't bestowal, because I feel as he longs to give contentment to Creator, but he sees he can't, and he doesn't see any meaning in the work except giving contentment to Creator. And if I cannot achieve this, why am I living? So can we say that the state is already in bestowal, not in egoistical escape?
Look. I don't want to explain what's written here. You need to simply adhere to the excerpt and see just how much you can see yourself in it, for, against, how much, emotionally, and this will help you to advance. These things that are tied to the sensation of the Creator in the heart of the created being, they're very intimate, very personal. And so, to explain it in words, it won't help. Niv, read it again, number 2.
Again, except number 2, Rabash writes, when a person realizes that unless he obtains the desire to bestow, he will be separated from holiness, and he has no hope of ever achieving spirituality, called adhesion with the Creator, but he will be constantly immersed.
And this they will attain the desire to bestow.
But he will be constantly immersed in self-love and have no chance of entering holiness. And he will remain in the klipot, in the shells, and this pains him. And he says, in that case, I'm better off dead than alive.
So we see from here, from what point he is saying, I'd rather die than live, that I cannot attain the quality of bestowal, love of others, adhesion through the friends to the Creator. If I don't attain this, I'd rather die than live. I'm ready to die right now because I have nothing what to live for. Live only for this. Yes.
And this is called a real need. Then, when a person prays that the Creator will grant him the vessels of bestowal, this is called a real need. And it is only this that we can attribute to the lower ones.
Meaning to attain a true lack for connection with the group, with the 10, the greater, bigger group, in order to connect in the Creator and be aimed from man, Bud, creator, this for him is his entire life.
Meaning the lack, that he is lacking vessels of bestowal. This is called a vessel, meaning a need. And the filling for this, meaning a desire to bestow, belongs to the Creator.
Meaning, we must arrange everything in our hands, and thus to connect ourselves to the Ten and to the Creator as much as possible, and to see our lives in this line. If we are in it, we're going towards life, going towards the goal. If not, then we are losing the path, and like Jonah the prophet, don't know where we are, where he is, or what's happening to him.
Ita 4.
Grazie, Rav. Perché quando abbiamo il desiderio di connetterci e di aderire agli amici, a volte...
Why, when we have the desire to connect and cleave to the friends, sometimes, specifically for me in my life, I live all of my life, and outside of the study, I have a feeling of emptiness, extreme emptiness, as if this is not truly reality. The real reality. Is it a true sign, or there's something I have to correct in the work?
I won't tell you if it's correct or not correct, because it's truth what you feel. Now you need to see how from this state you rise to a higher degree. And to a higher degree is more adhered to the group, more adhered to the Creator, at least in that same line, and in the, and that which you always continuing. Belarus.
Иона просил Всесильного забрать его душу. Что подразумевается под словом смерть?
Иона asked the Creator to take his soul.
Я не слышу, говорит четко.
What does that mean, death here?
Иона просил забрать его душу.
Speak more clearly.
Иона asked the Creator to take his soul. The question is,
Мавет за некра.
What does it mean, is death here?
Death is called disconnection from the Creator. That's called death in spirituality.
PT 6.
Rav, האם יש איזושהי דרך למדוד כמה אני...
Is there a way to measure how far I am from this state?
לא, רק לפי הרגשה.
No, just according to sensation.
PT 35.
PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. How do we reach the true, a real need, a real deficiency?
By this, that we are fulfilling this condition, from love of the created beings, meaning connection in the Ten, to love of the Creator, to connection with the Creator. In sum total, there is no more what to do. And to say, everything is explained in these words. Leave number 3.
Excerpt number 3. Rabash writes, when a person is in a state where he is bare and destitute, it is considered that he has no life. Since when a person feels his faults and the future does not shine for him, that he will ever be able to satisfy his deficiencies, then a person says, I would rather die than live. By this we should interpret what is written, King David had no life. It means that the whole matter of the creation of the world was for the creatures to receive the delight and pleasure. Therefore, the order of the work is that first, a person must believe in the purpose of creation, that it is the Creator's will for the creatures to receive delight and pleasure.
Shkotev Rabash.
Rabash writes, when a person is in a state where he is bare and destitute, it is considered that he has no life. When a person feels his faults and the future does not shine for him, that he will ever be able to satisfy his deficiencies, then that person says, I would rather die than live. By this we should interpret what is written, King David had no life. It means that the whole matter of the creation of the world was for the creatures to receive the delight and pleasure. Therefore, the order of the work is that first, a person must believe in the purpose of creation, that it is the Creator's will for the creatures to receive delight and pleasure.
Ken.
Yes. Questions, please.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Дорогой Раф, не очень понятно, что значит, что у царя не было жизни. И как это...
It's not really clear that the king has no life.
Тазвир, объясни, что...
And how does that relate to the purpose of creation?
Нужно понимать написанное, что у царя не было
жизни. It's written that we have to understand, we should interpret that what is written, that King David had no life. And it has to do with the fact that the creature has to believe that he needs to receive all the good and pleasure. How is that related?
When a person is in a state that he feels, that's missing it, that he feels that he is bare and destitute, that's how he feels, that he has nothing, it is considered that he has no life. It's not that he is missing all sorts of things in the world, yes, money, honor, no. Rather, bare and destitute. Meaning, for each and every desire, every thought, every plan, he has no answer. He doesn't see it in the future. Because when a person feels his faults, and the future does not shine, does not illuminate for him, that he will ever be able to satisfy his wants, then the person says, I would rather die than live. If not for today, if not for now, and not for the next, for tomorrow, then I have nothing, really. Not today, and not tomorrow, then it's not worthwhile to live, because a person lives in order to receive some fulfillment. Not in an egoistic manner, even in all sorts of manners. And this, we should interpret what is by what is written, King David had no life. It means that the whole matter of the creation of the world was for the created beings to receive the delight and pleasure. Therefore, the order of the work is that first a person must believe in the purpose of creation, that it is the Creator's will for the created beings to receive delight and pleasure. And this we don't have. We don't have. If a person doesn't see the present and doesn't see the future and doesn't have any hope, not in the present and not in the future, then truly then he says, better my death than life. Because we were born in order to fulfill ourselves, either in the intention to receive or the intention to bestow. But if we see nothing, not in the present and not in the future, then our vessel just brings us a sensation that's worse than death. Because in death, you feel nothing. And here you feel that you don't have, not for now, and not for later in the future, nothing. Meaning the sensation of the true lack. How to say this? It's the sensation of hell.
А зачем человеку такое состояние дают?
Шиткадем.
Why such a state is given to a person?
It's not entirely a state like this. Rather, in parts, it's like here and there. Like some all sorts of sometimes that we feel all sorts of despairs like this, here and there. Spain too.
Buenos días, querido Rab. Rab, como
primero. Good day, dear Rav. First of all, we need to believe in the purpose of creation.
And
this, I understand, it's a state of the prophet, a very exalted state. My question is,
y luego caer en un estado de mucha confusión para poder elevar la oración correcta.
Should we truly believe that all the purpose of creation is to receive pleasure, as the wisdom teaches us, and in the end to fall and reach the difficult state in order to return to that?
Of course, that all the states we go through are only in this that we will acquire all the empty vessels and corrections upon them and fulfillment on them. Of course. But between here and there, in the meantime, we are in all sorts of states, that they are half empty or entirely empty, or that we can fulfill them in the future or cannot fulfill them. And then accordingly, we determine our state. Good, bad, despair, with hope, and so on. And here the matter is how much in the worst state a person can organize for himself such support that if he is in emptiness in a private manner, then by connection with others in Arvut, he exits from this emptiness and specifically reaches fulfillment.
בסדר?
אוקיי.
קזחסטן.
קזחסטן.
רב, спасибо. Мы учимся, что это в духовном мире нет времени.
In the spiritual world, there's no time.
Третье состояние есть в духовном мире. Мы сейчас в втором состоянии. А почему мы это?
The state A and C exist, and we are in the state B.
Be'ulam haruchani ein zman.
Not clear.
Sham ze ora elyon meir lekulam v'bemida.
In the spiritual world, there is no time. And there, the upper light illuminates to everyone and in a whole manner. But for each and every person, where he is in all the degrees, from here until infinity, the upper light illuminates accordingly. And then we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah how we can rise in the ladder of degrees and to reach the top of the ladder. That's it.
Baltia 4.
Спасибо, Раф. А как вот нам себя вести, если чувствуем, что даже Творец не может
How should we behave if we feel that even the Creator can't seemingly fill our deficiency? How to behave in this way, in this state?
Oh, that's very good.
So you need to connect between you and demand from Him. So the Creator wants you to be closer to Him, that you'll connect, request, pray, that you'll reveal your connection with Him, and truly grasp Him, like a little child grabs onto his mother and demands from her you'll have that attitude to the Creator. He wants it. But you need together to reach connection between you. and then to connection with him. Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вот в этом состоянии человек как бы видит,
что... Good morning, Rav. In that state, a person sees...
Потому что он ощущает себя абсолютно...
That it goes against the purpose of creation, because...
И в духовном ничего... И он
he feels himself lacking meaning, corporeality and spirituality. He's not ready for the state. He cannot justify him, the Creator. And the solution from here is only to ask for salvation, for him to give you the spirit of life from above.
Meaning
he understands that in self-reception he wants nothing, only to have the powers to bestow. The question is, when the Creator saves him and gives him the spirit of life, so he will continue and be in adhesion. Why? The created being does not appreciate this moment.
If he's in the vessels of reception, then what illuminates to him, it illuminates. Then he appreciates or doesn't appreciate. Needs it more, needs it less. It's important what he's appreciating. The connection with the Creator or what he received from him, and so on. Could be that the Creator is checking him, like he's giving him like a penny, yes, 1 cent, and the person feels that he's tied to the Creator in 1 cent. And then there are those who received 1 cent, but they feel that they have a connection with the Creator, and that's important for them. Like everything, more than everything, more than all the billions they would receive. It all depends on the person. Until a person begins to reveal importance in their connection with the Creator. Ita 1.
Buongiorno, caro Rav. È questo uno stato di totale distacco dal corpo che è desiderio di ricevere? Cioè,
are we speaking about a state of complete disconnect from the body, from the will to receive, meaning I let the body die because I have only a desire for and a need for the Creator, whose life?
The body, the intention is the egoistic will to receive. That I want to kill it on the intention to receive and to stand it up in the form of a sanctity and the intention to bestow. Of course, that is our path.
Africa. Africa.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, l'Écrit Mondial. Ma question, c'est que quand on atteint l'état de Jonas et que on veut se reconnecter, quelles sont les possibilités de la reconnexion avec les amis? Merci.
When we can connect again, what are the options for connecting again?
As usual, those same options to connect between you and between you to the Creator. The connections are the same connections, and they're always ready and available for a person.
Zeo, Africa.
That's it, Africa.
Tov, az nilech leHoland.
Okay, so we'll go on to Holland.
Yes, thank you, Ralph. Ralph, I'd like to continue the questions from Baltia and Moscow.
Yes, yes.
About this specific state, and I heard you say the reason why the Creator does it is like he wants you to hold on to him, like a baby to the mother. It appears that when we are in this state, that there is a real lack, and that there is also a kind of filling. Could you give some guidance how to work with this filling?
Everything to aim to strengthening of the ten, that it should connect with the Creator. There is nothing to get confused about here. The path is very simple. In sum total, two stages, two steps. Connection in the group, and in within the group, connection with the Creator, that we reveal Him within the group. And to this we are yearning. Then all our actions that we could aim ourselves to that same direction, to the center of the ten, that from there, from love of the created beings to love of the Creator, that's how we reveal, and that's everything.
So we transform our impression to a new awakening from below, to investment in the friends, in the group.
Investment in connection. Investment in connection between us and with the Creator.
What?
That's it.
What exactly is investment in connection? It sounds really like a beginner's question, but what is investment in connection?
That's a question not for beginners. That's actually a question of advanced students. To invest in connection is called that we want to depict from our efforts the result of what we will get of it. And this result is the image, the depiction of our connection that we are forming and establishing it between us. Like we are sculpting it. And that's the Creator that we are building, making as a result of the connection between us. That we are connecting desires, tendencies, yearnings, things that are bothering you. All sorts of things, the connection between us. And then we get as a result the image of the Creator, the form of the Creator. That's how we need to see our work. As much as in our tendency, we all build the form of the Creator, the image of the Creator. To differentiate, like the children make out of the sand some doll, some sculpture. That's how we are building out of our tendencies towards one another. Good tendencies, tendencies of connection, love, participation, support. We are building from this in sum total the image of the Creator.
Thank you. Thank you.
Latin 2.
Muchas gracias, Rav, por la oportunidad. Rav, si una persona pudiera alcanzar este estado,
thank you, Rav.
Él se comunica con el Creador a través
de. If a person can come to attain that state, then does he still need to connect with the Creator through the ten, or he communicates with the Creator directly?
There is no such thing as to connect directly to the Creator. Never. Only through the ten. Tel Aviv 4.
Toda Rav, boker tov.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. This state is like a state that a person uses his private lack in order to reach a general lack.
We can't yearn for a general lack. We should constantly yearn for connection, the point of connection.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, I guess I'm used to living next to the quality of bestowal, but not truly attaining it. I'm like a rocket that has no power to exit the atmosphere. I'd rather die than live. Feels like special care that a person receives from the Creator. So what to do? To wait?
Not to wait. There's no reason to wait. Always continue.
Until
you discover true connection with the friends, and in it, you can begin to imagine your connection with the Creator. The Creator is concealed inside the connection with the friends. And that's why it's called a concealed God, Kel Mistater.
Rav, the force what we feel as love of friends, is that a step in revealing the Creator or between us? I mean, love is an attractive force in the tent, which causes us to overcome obstacles and connect despite resistance. Is that force a revelation of the Creator?
Ken.
Yes. I like this old guy. He asks beautifully, simply, he wants to attain.
PT 25.
When a person in this state, he hears that he needs to pray and connect with the ten, he hears these words. What does he do onward?
Continues to pray.
If he still doesn't know how, what does he then do?
Continues to pray. That's it, good. Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
שומעים אותי?
כן.
A moment ago you answered the friend, and we always learn that there is no approach to the Creator, rather through the Ten. And you also said that a prophet is one who speaks with the Creator. So it's possible or not?
I can't hear you.
You said before that a prophet is one who speaks with the Creator. So, is it possible or not? Because we thought we always learned that the approach is only through the Ten.
Yes, through the Ten.
Prophet too?
Doesn't matter who. The laws are the same. How can the prophet reach the Creator if he's not connected to a Ten? For him, a 10 is more spiritual than what it is for you. Turkey 4.
Bro, can we say that the state is illumination of the Malchut?
The illumination of the Malchut is a great darkness that a person feels that there is no way before him. And you feel it in very special instances, and not everyone.
Rob,
again,
when in these moments, in these states of zero, I felt that nothing can repair my broken ego. They can give me $1 billion or the best food I love or the most beautiful woman in the world. Nothing can recover. But when I force myself to join a simple 10 meeting, when I sat half an hour without speaking, just presenting there, and I feel that I'm just turning back to life, and slowly it's... And can we say that Creator wants to show that the only source of life is Him, not will to receive?
That's one thing, and the other thing is that when you connect to a spiritual source and not a corporeal source, money, wife, food, entertainment, it's all stuff you have on the level of this world, but if they will give you even a tiny illumination from a higher degree, that's already something totally different. totally different. Hence, we have to try and get incorporated in the 10. And as you say, I enter the 10. I don't know why, but it's influencing me. It's not that the friends are ready or are special or something. No, you're connecting to a spiritual degree, the spiritual light that exists between them, that they themselves might not be aware of, but you, who have a deficiency for it, you receive it and you feel the change. This is the best remedy for this state, someone who's despaired, who sees no future, and so on. So forth. Keep going and you'll make it. Haifa 10.
How do I reach the understanding that the Creator is the good that does good?
You reach that only when you cleave to the Creator spiritually, seriously, with a lot of chassadim and a lot of chokhmah. For the time being, we yearn for it. Sometimes we receive some illumination, not actual light, but an illumination, and that's how we advance. But all of this we attain only through the connection between us. Okay?
Казахстан.
Спасибо, Раф. А вот продолжение вопроса на Пьера. Как мне развить...
Thank you, Raf. Товарищем, continuing the question from Pierre. How to develop the love for the friends that it shall bring me to the Creator?
Constantly ask, why do I need connection with the friends, love of friends, help of friends? It's only... So through that, I'll reach connection with the Creator, help from the Creator, and so on and so forth. One enters the other. You cannot reach any contact with the Creator in any form unless it will be clothed in such a relationship with the friends.
Rafa, можно уточнить? Это в результат моей просьбы молитвы к Творцу.
If maybe we can be more precise, it's the result of my request to the Creator, to the service to the friend.
What they give you, we should take. The Creator is doing all the calculations. You need to connect with the friends, connect through them with the Creator, see everyone, you, the friends, the Creator, as existing in one system, in one mechanism, in one parzuf, one circle.
Thank you. Itafo.
Sì, buongiorno Rav. Che cosa significa che il desiderio del creatore è che le creature ricevano piacere? E come facciamo a credere in questo?
Alti dag.
Don't worry.
Nachon, ata targish vetargish.
When there will be the correct connection, you'll understand him and feel him.
No.
Se questo è uno stato, è una specie di ricatto al Borè, cioè gli chiedo di togliermi.
I don't understand if better my death and life is like a threat we're doing to the Creator, we're telling him, like, take from me my life or give me the qualities of bestowal, or is it a call for help that I'm asking the Creator to kill my will to receive?
This way and that way, you're correct. I can say, take the life you gave me and I want nothing and just erase me from existence. I can also say, no, I don't want this life that you gave me, because I disagree with what you gave me, meaning I want something else. There's more and more, more questions and answers in that.
Querido Rab, ¿cómo podemos entender estos estados en que llegamos a preferir que el Creador nos quite la vida en vez de...
How can we understand these states?
Y el 9 de
to grasp such a state that will request from the Creator that better my death and life? How does it also connect to the destruction of the first and second temple?
Destruction means that we cannot establish the connection in the right way. This is what ruin is. And these things already happened, and because they were and they were ruined, we can establish over them today the third temple, which is the final one.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank
you, Rav. A few days ago, we learned that the only sorrow we need to be in is the sorrow for the Shekhinah, for divinity. And here it's like it's talking about a private lack. So I don't really understand what this thing is. What is this lack? Is it truly a private lack?
When a person cannot come to a state where he establishes the vessel for the revelation of the Creator in order to give him contentment, this is the feeling of the ruin. Because by the house, a holy house, this is the vessel for the revelation of the Creator in order to give him joy. Contentment. If we can't do it, then this vessel remains in ruin.
But
I need to feel that I feel sorry for it and sorrow for it? Or I need to feel it for the friends, for the Creator?
It's included, of course. There's no reason to even ask. It's always like that. I can't, it's not that I am feeling sorry because I'm not a vessel. It has to be the 10 that is connected with the Creator and that they can't reach a state where the Creator provides the fulfillment and the 10 provides the vessel. If we don't have such a reciprocal relationship, the temple is ruined.
The question is, from my lack, that I feel this sorrow upon myself, this lack actually connects me with the lack of the 10?
My deficiency, the deficiency of the 10, it's already a deficiency from a different degree. And then a deficiency in general of the entire spiritual vessel relative to the Creator. Because we are now moving towards the complete redemption. For all the vessels the Creator created in Adam HaRishon will have to connect and unite
and
become a vessel for the final revelation of the Creator.
Nigun, bevakasha.
Song, please. Thank you.
נקרא שוב את קטע מספר 3.
We'll read excerpt number 3 once again. Rav Ash writes, when a person is in a state where he is bare and destitute, it is considered that he has no life. Because when a person feels his faults and the future does not illuminate for him, that he will ever be able to satisfy his wants, then the person says, I would rather die than live. By this, we should interpret what is written. King David had no life. It means that the whole matter of the creation of the world was for the created beings to receive the delight and pleasure. Therefore, the order of the work is that first, a person must believe in the purpose of creation, that it is the Creator's desire for the created beings to receive delight and pleasure.
Questions? Okay, let's go to the internet, please.
Question from Almaty 1. Why does the Creator give such states that they are worse than death?
So a person would feel what it means to be lower than death and above death, meaning in life, and all the way to the top of life and above, even above and beyond the top of life, throughout this entire ladder. And in truth, this ladder is infinite. We don't understand where it begins and where it ends. It's like our universe. We don't know where its boundaries are. Our life is the same. We don't know where are the boundaries of life, what is before birth and after death. We know of a certain small excerpt that we can see from here to there. And outside of it, we think, well, what is there? Nothing. Before you're born, there's nothing. After you die, what is there? Also nothing. We have to attain that. But we attain it only when we know how to correctly use it inside life. This is the key to understand what happens before birth and what happens after death.
Question from Africa. Does this excerpt speak about the lack of ability to fulfill the desire of the Creator and the lack of the sorrow and the lack of ability to be a tube for humanity?
We need to prepare ourselves to be the pipeline for humanity. That's true. To connect the Creator to all of humanity. This is our state because we are those who are capable of being a vessel with a screen. A pipe. And all the rest connect to this pipe and are filled to the extent that they simply associate themselves with this pipe.
Question from PT30. Is the state of better my death and life, is it before the breaking and the ruin, or is it in the time of the breaking and ruin?
It doesn't matter which historic period are we discussing. It all depends on a person's spiritual state. The patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and so on and so forth, also went through these states and came to states, the states of the end of their correction. And it has nothing to do with the historic period in which they existed in this world. Because every spiritual root must touch a spiritual branch, a corporeal branch, but it's not necessary for the corporeal branch to function here in this world according to its spiritual root. They behave according to how they're needed to fit the correction of the complete vessel of Adam HaRishon.
They
continue to ask, is this state of better my death and life? Does it repeat in every degree or is it just one time?
Better off dead than alive comes to a person when it has to come to a person, when a person has to feel it. And we need to understand that without such states, it's impossible to advance. Each and every degree is included from all the other degrees. And so every once in a while, we need to feel the end.
Last question, Turkey 2. We said that it's like we're sculpting the form of the Creator. What's the danger in a wrong sculpture?
You stop on the way and you're not advancing. This is the meaning of spiritual death. Okay.
We're asking about the state in which we are making a sculpture or image of the Creator. They're asking, what danger is there in forming a sculpture or image of the Creator?
An idol is something that does not change. And we say no, in every state, in any instance, whatever is happening to one person or to everyone, the upper force is constantly with us in everything we're going through, in all of our occurrences and instances that we go through. We have to locate him and detect him in all those states, and we have to cleave to him in all those shapes where him and us are in some form of connection between us.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, есть вот такое прям явное ощущение, что мы все вместе одной ногой уже стоим в духу.
It's a very clear sensation that we are already like one leg in spirituality. What could we do to get the other leg to disconnect from the material and enter there together with the friends?
We need to disconnect ourselves from our corporeal image. Leave this copy. You know, like you make Control C and Control V on a computer, or Command C, Command V on a Mac. When you copy yourself into spirituality, and in spirituality you exist, and everything has to do with the attainment of spiritual life. And there you work with all the friends. And in corporeality, you feel that you can dedicate to corporeality as much as needed in order to simply exist, necessarily. So, for the reason of that shall not be neither condemned nor praised, neither more nor less, in order to exist. But all of your existence, you attach and to connection and to the revelation of the Creator in order to give him contentment.
Like,
it's like we're feeling up spirituality from the outside. But what can we do to really dive deep with our head inwards? It's like we always have something left in corporeality that's holding us back.
Correct. We need more effort, more prayer. But it'll happen. Just understand that it does not depend only on you, but on everyone, all of Bnei Baruch, especially your 10, but also all of Bnei Baruch. Nevertheless, to make corrections in the stage called the last generation is not a simple thing. We have to turn everyone and get everyone into these corrections. Turkey 1.
Thank you, Ra. My friend is asking, how can I make a real effort to unite friends and the Creator as one within the tent?
אני לא יכול להגיד לך.
I can't tell you. Read everything Rabash writes about the unity in the ten, and try to realize it as if you've never read it before.
Да, Раф, вот в продолжении товарища из Алматы, когда мы говорим о точке.
Thank you, Rav. Continuing our friend from Almaty, when we're talking about this point, that better my death than life, there is still like this fear on myself, or is it entirely already towards the Creator?
We need to get closer, according to what Rabash advises us to do, and then we'll discover these answers. I don't want to place conditions that will then require things of us in the last point of connection, because we're still not in it. So why should I put you under this condition? It's like you've entered school and they now give you a test from the last class, the highest. How can you understand it? You can't even understand what they want from you. So let's advance according to where we are, step by step.
What's advisable for a friend to remember the purpose of creation every time a unpleasant state passes over him?
The purpose of creation already exists. Everyone is included there. And we have to penetrate this pattern that pre-exists already.
Человек хочет заключить с Творцом духовный союз. Как правильно его заключать? И вот.
A person wants to make a covenant with the Creator. How to correctly make this covenant? What are the conditions for it?
This is simple. You are telling the Creator, I sign an agreement with you. I'm putting my signature on a blank page, and you will later fill this page and sign it. Okay?
Turkey 4.
Thank you, Rav. Where does the person find power to invest effort in this state?
Only from the study and from the friends. There's no other way. We finished the third excerpt. I guess we won't make it to number four. Let's go to women.
Women's questions, please. Catherine Berg too. What good and pleasure does a created being need to receive according to the program of the Creator, the purpose of creation?
The feeling of the good who does good in all of our vessels.
PT 27. Is this the point of the heart that it's requesting from the Creator that the will to receive shall die?
We don't want the will to receive to die, but our intention is in order to receive, that should disappear.
What do I need to see this new in the 10? And what can I give them if I have nothing inside me?
You can give them support. nothing but support. You don't understand, you don't feel spirituality, it doesn't matter. As much as you can support and lift others, then you're doing it. And then your support, even though you can't feel it, will eventually become spiritual support.
Additional question from Haifa. In a state of death, can I feel something in the ten? In a state of death, we also feel in the ten. Back 38. Can I think about my friends and form a connection with the Creator through thoughts on them?
Yes.
PT 33. How not to get confused between better my death than life, because I'm receiving blows to my will to receive, to better my death than life, because I cannot attain the quality of bestowal.
I'm better off dead than alive when I'm getting blows in life. That has nothing to do with spirituality, and it's not accepted. Rather, what's accepted are only sorrow and inability to obtain a spiritual goal, meaning connection and love between us and to the Creator.
Moscow 8. What does it mean to be in a spiritual process of correction, and how do we perform this process?
The spiritual process of correction can be scrutinized only in the connection between us. Just understand that if we're talking about spiritual life inside the society, and then inside the society we wish to reveal the Creator so He would dwell among us, this is called spirituality, this is called Kabbalah, reception. If we think of the Creator that He's outside of us, and we yearn for Him, each one individually, this is religion. That's the difference. The entire wisdom of Kabbalah exists only in the connection between people, and the connection from between them to the Creator, and all the religions are about the connection between man and the Creator. He cries, he asks, and that's what he got. That's what he gets. Meaning, for them, getting ready is something physical, in groups, in prayers, in all kinds of holidays. And for us, the organization is spiritual, internal. We connect between us to one heart, to one man, to one connection. Then the Creator is revealed in us, not relative to each and every one individually, but relative to all of us. If we connect in the ten, we have the revelation of the Creator. If we don't connect, we don't have the revelation of the Creator. That's what we have to come to. Of course, in religions and other methods, they're not talking about the revelation of the Creator. But for us, this is how it is. So the difference is either we connect ourselves in order to become a community, like we have in all periods or methods. The people come somewhere, they pray, they do certain customs. For us, it has to be the connection of the hearts. And then inside the common heart, the Creator is revealed.
Niv. Yeshamut. Internet.
Internet.
23.
if death is disconnection from the Creator, then better my death and life is that I better that I disconnect from the Creator if I cannot bestow?
No, you have to continue until you read bestow. But according to the conditions set by Baal Sulam and Rabash, through the connection in the ten. Connection in the ten has to precede the connection with the Creator. If you don't connect with the ten, it means that you have no connection with the Creator completely. And turning to the Creator without connection to the ten, that's false. You're not really turning to Him.
How to hold the faith in a state of I'm better off dead?
To simply subjugate himself and to keep on, keep on.
Chaver one, how in that state of I'd rather die than live can a person ask for vessels of bestowal if he's in darkness and he also doesn't truly want to bestow?
By annulling himself.
Last question, Rav, from Almaty 2. The state of preferring death over life, you feel it for a moment, and then the opposite. The next state is to try to do whatever I can. And still, what's the point of feeling that state and crying to the Creator that it's better that He takes my soul? Is that just helplessness?
Yes. It's helplessness, it's out of lack of power, and it comes in the meantime because of the lack of your adhesion to the friends and to the Creator. These things of weakness only come out of a lack of connection. All right, fine. So let's go back now to our ordinary situation. Thank you very much, women. And Niv, what are we doing?
We have the introduction to Panim Meirot Masbirot or Tess.
Oh, go by the order.